Over the last few years, people have started taking a second look at those in Hollywood. They were once seen as icons and the faces of America, with fans trusting their celebrities and believing they were good people. But after people got a look into what those in Hollywood are actually into, now, just about everyone seems suspicious. For good reason, too, as these celebrities have been snitching on themselves for years, telling us to our face how they loved them young. You won't believe how you miss the signs when it's right in the open. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos exposing the truth weekly. In today's episode, we will be talking about celebrities who casually snitched on themselves for liking them young. But before we begin, I just wanted to let my patrons know I am finishing up on a new video about a Masonic group that was exposed for horrific crimes against children. If you're one of my members, you can expect that video in the next few days. If you're not a member, what are you waiting for? Join the truth movement and help me spread the truth. For $3 a month, not only are you further supporting the channel and helping me produce these videos, but you would also get access to over 50 exclusive videos that are not allowed here on YouTube. So if you want to further support the channel, join the truth movement. You can find the link in the description and in the comment section. I want to thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. Right now, with all the stuff that's happening with Diddy and the Epstein files, it's hard not to wonder how many other celebrities were into them young. We all know they hung out together and attended the same late night parties where everything goes and did God knows what. We really can't tell how many predators are running around Hollywood. But believe it or not, some of these massive celebrities openly snitched on themselves, declaring their love for young girls. Hollywood has been snitching on themselves for years, and the fans have either been ignoring it or just not paying attention. There were literal 18 birthday countdowns for underage celebrities that people found attractive, with many media companies openly confessing their desires for these girls. They did this with the Olsen twins, who they had a whole 18 birthday countdown for. This was always happening in Hollywood. Today, we're going to be taking a look at a few celebrities who told the fans they were into them young and nobody paid attention. Starting with the Hollywood star Anthony Anderson, who is currently in hot water for a resurfaced interview that started trending online. In this interview, Anthony is interviewing a 17-year-old Lindsay Lohan. In the interview, Anderson can be seen acting extremely creepy with Lindsay. During the interview, he could be seen clearly flirting with Lindsay, asking her if she had a boyfriend, and gifting her a pink pillow with his face on it. When Anthony asked Lindsay if she had a boyfriend, she responded by saying no, and that she was still underage. Anthony then said, "There's a lot of people that like them underage," and then he confessed that he just happens to be one of them.
You're sick and you just kissing me on the lips with tongue?
I didn't kiss you on the lips.
My friend, digress. My children and I, we love you and the Parent Trap. I just want to give that to you.
Thank you so much.
And you've grown up a whole lot since then. You're only 17.
Yeah.
Are you driving yet?
Yes.
Can you drive?
Yes, it's the same thing.
Speaking of pink.
Uh-oh.
I have something I'd like to add to your collection. It's pink. It's satiny. And it's me.
Oh my God!
It's me. To Lindsay, from me. There you go.
Well, this is gonna go right on my bed. And when I see you, I will say hi because I'll see your face every
Thank
night.
You, now, aside from entertaining me in your room and in your house, what gentleman will be at the new pad with you and Raven Simone?
No one.
I'm just talking about, you know, like parties.
No, I don't have a boyfriend.
She's single, but looking.
But I'm illegal for people that are old.
Well, you know, some men like them young. We ain't gonna mention no names, but. You know, I'm one of them. Okay, next is Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen and Mean Girls. Right now, we're about to get our freak on.
As you heard for yourself, Anthony openly confessed to liking them young and was clearly flirting with an underage Lindsay Lohan. From the moment the interview started to the moment it ended, he was openly being creepy, with millions of fans watching and nobody said nothing, even when this man snitched on himself live on TV. What's really interesting is that he said there's many of them like him that like them young. He wasn't lying there. What's truly disturbing is that Lindsay was being overly sexualized in Hollywood since she was a teen, with many celebrities romanticizing her and openly being creepy around her. Like this SNL skit, where they made a whole skit about an underage Lindsay Lohan's chest area. Openly, Hollywood was showing us just how creepy they really are, and people brushed it off as comedy. Unfortunately, This isn't the only time Hollywood was being creepy with young girls, as they did the same to Hilary Duff. We all know Ashton Kutcher had a great friendship with Diddy. He attended his parties and even repeatedly went to Diddy's home. I used to wonder why he liked Diddy so much, but now I know exactly why. They both shared one thing in common. They both liked them young. This is exactly what Kutcher admitted during an episode of his show Punk'd. He admitted that he and others were all waiting for Hilary Duff to turn 18, along with the Olsen twins.
Hilary Duff is in Lizzie McGuire. She also has an album out. She's going to be in a movie called Cheaper by the Dozen. And she's one of the girls that we're all waiting for to turn 18. Along with the Olsen twins. Any 15-year-old...
As you heard for yourself, Ashton had no problem admitting he was romanticizing an underage girl. But people should have seen the signs with Ashton, as he literally was on That 70s Show making out with a 14-year-old girl when he was in his 20s, a woman he is now married to and has kids with. Mila Kunis was on That 70s Show when she was 14, and she was made to play Ashton's love interest, who was in his 20s. For some reason, people watched all of this like it was all normal and said nothing. They loved and supported this show, while they were watching Hollywood groom Mila Kunis right in front of them. Ashton wasn't the only one to be creepy with Hilary Duff either, as even Eminem admitted he liked them young too. In his song Like That, he openly confessed that he had a crush on an underage Hilary Duff. Hilary Duff is not quite old enough, so I have never seen a butt like that. Maybe next year I'll say ass and she'll make my pee-pee go. This isn't the only inappropriate line coming from Eminem about minors, as in his song 3 AM, he raps about playing with his little Slim Shady to an episode of Hannah Montana. In the song, Eminem raps, "Surfing every channel until I find Hannah Montana. Then I reach for the aloe and bust all over the walls." Again, people consumed these songs and thought nothing about a grown man singing about wanting to be with an underage girl. This was just normal. Neil Patrick Harris also confessed to being creepy as well. During an interview he did with Wendy Williams, he admitted that he had a crush on Nick Jonas before he was old enough.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Nick Jonas.
And he was really good looking before it was kind of allowed to think he was good looking.
Right.
Which was a bit of a problem. You kind of had to wait till he turned to be, you
yes.
know.
Yes. Yes.
19 to 20.
Another moment a celebrity straight up confessed to being a creep while the fans just cheered it on. One thing we learned last year was that Drake was not like us. And just like many others in Hollywood, he liked them young too. You guys should remember this clip of Drake making out with a 17-year-old fan at one of his concerts. Drake acknowledged the young girl's age, admitted she was too young and he can get in trouble for being with her, and then proceeded to make out with her on stage.
Thank you. feel guilty or not, but I had fun. I like the way your breasts feel against my chest. Oh! I just want to thank you.
You couldn't be more of a creep. This is why people called out the times he was trying to be around Millie Bobby Brown. But honestly, this isn't even the most creepy thing Drake did. He once started following a 16-year-old girl who was on a high school basketball team. The girl did an interview with No Jumper where she admits that Drake was hitting her up and even used her beats. Mind you, she wasn't even a producer and she had only made like 2 or 3 beats.
So the Drake thing. Mm-hmm. You met him. Well, when did you first meet him?
So. I play basketball, right? So he really was a fan of one of, or supported one of my teammates at the time.
And this is when you're in high school?
Yeah, in high school. So he,
and this is when you're in high school?
Yeah, in high school. So
he was a fan of women's basketball, high school basketball. I was her teammate, so he followed me because of her. Followed me, and I lost it. I'm like, I have to meet Drake. Like, I love Drake. I've always loved Drake, still love Drake. So basically, he followed me. Maybe a year later is when I built up the confidence to, like, message him on, like, some working stuff because I was 18 when I messaged him, and I DM'd him like, hey, I make beats, like, can I send you some beats? Like, no, I just wanted him to say my tag. I'm like, you don't have to. It just seemed so not realistic for him to get on one of my beats. I was like, can you just say my tag for me? I just thought, like, you know, him creating a whole song on one of my beats, like, that was just so far out of, like, my thought range. I don't know, like, but of course it was a goal. I would want that to happen. So he was like, is this really you? Is your page hack? Like, I sent him a video of me asking again. I'm like, yeah, it's me. Like, can I please send you something? Because he was like, oh, send me something. Yeah, I had to send a video confirming, like, my page is not hacked.
Right. Long after Kendrick called out Drake, this woman made this TikTok video with a very interesting story about him. According to this woman, she claims that back in 2011 through 2015, Drake would allegedly invite high school girls to come to his house.
Rich women between, like, 28 and 33 right now living in LA who have had interactions with Drake can bring him down. They can be the nail in the coffin. So listen, I went to high school between 2011 and 2015, okay? In that time, and I went to a very rich, white, private high school. And during that time, I heard of girls or girl sisters going to Drake's house. We're in high school, okay? And maybe they weren't freshmen, but still, you're still 16 to maybe 18-year-olds, but you're 16, 17 years old, going to this grown-ass man's house. If you look at the birth year and look up those years, he was between 27 and 29. He was 29, 2015. So I know that there are a lot of people out there, maybe with some memories, that it's hard to look back on and be like, holy I was a child. And there was a power dynamic, and this is me being taken advantage of. But you guys need to step up and cancel Drake and, like, just end it. Just end his shit.
It's obvious Drake is a creep. Just like everyone who romanticized Justin Bieber when he was too young, there are countless videos online showing several celebrities being inappropriate with a young Justin.
I'm excited.
Can I say this? Lean into me again. You smell amazing. How old are you?
Thank you.
How old are you?
I'm 16. I'll be 17 in like 2 weeks.
I don't ever remember smelling that good at 16. Like, that was bad. Wow, look at your eyes. What music are you listening to at the moment, Justin?
As you can see, Hollywood was open with their disturbing ways. They were telling us the whole time, and people just laughed it off and thought nothing about it. Now they're acting shocked when people like Diddy get exposed. But this is what Hollywood was on the entire time. People were just ignoring the signs. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.